Now listen to the story. And begin reading at chapter 9, verse 1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" He said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he's in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent, fetched him out of the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold thy servant." Now you see, when Mephibosheth came before David, he fully expected to be executed. He was a dead dog, if you please. And David, when he was brought before him, Mephibosheth falls down on his face before David, and David speaks so kindly to him, just calls him by name. He says, "Mephibosheth." And this boy says, "Behold thy servant." David said unto him, "Fear not, for I'll surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I'll restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." Now, isn't that a lovely thing that he does? David puts him at ease, you see. And David shows him kindness. He restores his inheritance to him. And he gave him a place at the king's table. Now, notice the reaction of Mephibosheth to all of this. And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am?" And believe me, had there been another king on the throne, and had that king been his own father, and he had been the son of David, been a different story. He'd have been slain. You may be sure of that. This is something that is amazing. Why, Mephibosheth counts himself as a dead dog. But David doesn't call him that. David says, "You're no dead dog. You're Mephibosheth. You're the son of Jonathan." And he says to him, "I intend to show kindness to you." And now will you notice the reaction again of this man? He bowed himself. "What is thy servant that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servant shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. That's quite a household to feed, you see. So this property and land of Saul's, that was his inheritance, was turned over to him, but it belongs to Mephibosheth. David sees that it belongs to him.